BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm Sasha, I'm 17 and I'm from Leicester. You might not know this, but I'm in the final for Miss England 2012. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Sasha.
Hi.
Congratulations, you might be Miss England soon.
I know, it's crazy.
So you're in the final?
Yeah, I've just got through to the final. The semi was on Wednesday, so...
So how did it come about?
Basically, I was entered into, like, a regional heat, so I won Miss Rutland, and since then, I just went on to the semis and now into the final, and I really didn't expect that.
Am I already speaking to Miss Rutland?
Yeah.
Have you got a sash?
Yeah, I've got a sash and a little tiara.
I knew you'd have a tiara, yes! I've never spoken to an actual beauty queen before.
Oh my God, it's weird hearing myself called that, because, like, you don't... When I was, like, really little, I was so shy.
This is an honour.
Oh, thank you. No, it's an honour for me.
So you are Miss Rutland, and you're hoping to be Miss England?
Hoping, yeah. I mean, I was in the papers the other day, and I was like, oh my God, I bought about 7, because it's just weird seeing your face on a newspaper.
Cool, though.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So how many people are in the final?
There is about 60 girls in the final.
60?
60 girls. There were 60 in the semi as well, so it was really, like, shocking.
What's it like backstage at these things? Do you all hate each other?
You know what? I thought it was going to be like that. I went in and...
Is it like on Top Model when they all absolutely hate each other?
Yeah, well, not really. Most of the girls are really nice.
Yeah, to your face.
No, and I don't know what they say in the interview, but honestly, I met some really nice girls there. It was a really nice experience.
So let's say you became Miss England.
Yeah.
Do you then maybe get to become Miss World?
Yeah, that's the next step. So if you win, whoever wins gets to go to Inner Mongolia this year and gets to compete in the Miss World.
To Inner Mongolia?
Yeah, China.
I've heard of Outer Mongolia. I didn't know there was an inner.
Yeah, I know, I didn't. I read it and I was like, oh, but I suppose if it's all paid for, they fly you out and...
Have some nice Chinese food when you're there.
I know, it's a good job. I love it. I love Chinese food.
Well, we'll look out for you, Sasha. The best of luck.
Yeah, it'll be great.
If you go through to Miss World, guess what?
What?
How about we could do our show from Inner Mongolia?
That would be amazing.
Wherever that is.
I'm all for that. Cool.
Do you know what I mean? I covered Eurovision. Anything's possible.
Why not?
Good luck, and thank you for introducing the show.
It's great. Thank you. It's an honour.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've just spoken to actual Miss Rutland. Now, I knew that you were all incredibly attractive, all my listeners, but now I've had that actually officially confirmed by a beauty queen that listens to this show. I knew our listeners were all hot, and they are.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. Without any exception.
You seem very happy to have spoken to Miss Rutland.
I actually am.
A massive honour.
Well, she could be Miss World, and we can get a trip to Outer Mongolia soon.
That'd be amazing.
Is it Inner Mongolia?
Inner Mongolia, yes.
Yeah, I couldn't point at it on a map, but I'd quite like to go there. But then I couldn't with Baku before I went there.
You should host the final. That would be great.
I'd love to do that.
Do the scores.
You can't think of a better person, a better man for the job.
I'm going to set this up.
Than hosting Miss World.
I'm going to speak to them.
No hidden agenda.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you ever watched a film, I know I have, and thought, yeah, that's all very well, but would that happen in real life? Lots of things are a little bit far-fetched in these films, I reckon. We've tried out a few to see if they would happen in real life already. We've done Terminator, we've done Top Gun as well. Neither of those worked.
And Jerry Maguire.
Jerry Maguire last week, which is brilliant. Today, we're testing out a scene from...
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
Is that true to life? Would it actually happen? You need to go out for this, don't you?
Yeah, I've got to travel.
This is going to be happening just after 1:30. See if Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone is just like real life.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Where are you now, Chris?
I'm at King's Cross Station at the moment, Scott.
In London?
In London, yeah.
And what film are we testing out today to see if it's like real life or not?
Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone.
And which bit in particular are we testing out?
I believe we're testing out the bit where Harry, it's his first day at Hogwarts, and he has to learn how to get onto the magical 9¾ platform and runs at a wall to enable him to access that platform.
Right, you need to fill me in on this, because I've never seen it. What's this platform 9¾ thing?
So, in the book, sorry, there's announcements. In the book, the platform Harry has to get to, it's a magical platform. It's between platform 9 and platform 10, and it's called platform 9¾. So, on his first day at Hogwarts, he's got to get onto platform 9¾, but the only way you can do that is by running at a wall.
And normal people can't see this platform, right?
No, muggles, which is normal people, cannot. No, they can't see it.
Am I a muggle?
You are a muggle, yes. Yeah, so am I. Well, we'll soon see.
Maybe not.
I might have been a wizard without me knowing.
This is quite exciting.
It's an interesting one, this one, because although I believe I am just about to run at a wall and hurt myself, there is a very small possibility that I am a wizard, and what I'm about to do here could see a new life for me.
So you're about to run at a wall to get to a magical platform that normos like me can't get to.
Yep, it could be good. There's lots of people around, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah, set the scene for me now. What can you see around you? What's happening at King's Cross?
Well, at King's Cross, there's actually a platform 9¾, which is there for tourists who love the Harry Potter books.
Well, they've put it there?
They've marked it up, 9¾, and they've even cleverly, they've put half a trolley sticking out of it. So it looks like half a trolley's gone through. And lots of tourists having photos with that.
So it's just a wall, it's not a platform?
It's a wall labelled platform 9¾. So what I'm thinking is I'll run at that wall.
Right, yeah, so you need to run at that wall to try and get through.
Yeah, the only thing is, Scott, there's lots of people around it taking photos, obviously, because it's a big tourist attraction here.
That's all right, you don't mind causing a bit of a scene.
But I'm worried that on my way, at sort of running at the wall, I'm going to take someone out. And these trolleys are deceivingly difficult to sort of manoeuvre with one hand.
I think I'd like you to shout for them to move out the way before you do it. It's probably best.
Yeah, the bit of wall I was just about to run at, someone's just got in the way.
Could you shout, "Get out the way, muggles"?
Well, as I run out the wall?
Yeah, it's best for health and safety. Becky would have a nightmare with this.
To be fair, this whole thing sort of relies on me going through the wall.
Yes.
Otherwise, this is just going to hurt.
So if Harry Potter is like real life, you will run through the wall, and what happens when you get to the other side?
Oh, there should be loads of wizards and owls, and there should be a train, like a steam train, waiting for me there.
Right, yes.
And that's going to take me to Hogwarts.
In fact, I think I've got a little bit of a clip here of the actual film now. Hang on.
Now, all you've got to do is walk straight at the wall between platforms 9 and 10. Best do it at a bit of a run if you're nervous. Good luck.
Is Julie Walters there with you now?
She's not here. Is that going to be a problem?
No, that's fine, because we can just play that, and then that can be the bit.
All right, so after you play that, what am I shouting? Out the way, muggles?
Get out the way, muggles.
And then I'm just going to run at this wall with the trolley.
And then when you do possibly, potentially get to the other side, tell me what you see.
OK.
And now, on Radio 1, we find out, is Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone true to life? Are you ready, Chris?
I'm ready now. Let's do this.
Cue Julie Walters.
Now, all you've got to do is walk straight at the wall between platforms 9 and 10. Best do it at a bit of a run if you're nervous. Good luck.
Bit of a run. Go!
Scott, we're going to have to hold the fort on this one. There's a policeman just walking right in front of me.
He won't mind.
No, hang on. I'm just going to have to
okay.
Wait. Give me 30 seconds, please. We'll go for a rerun. I was really hoping Julie Walters would hurry up with that. Now someone's got my bit of the wall. Right, hang on. Oh, no, this is all gone. Hang on.
Are there lots of tourists?
Give me Julie Walters.
Do you want it?
Yeah, now.
Here we go.
Now, all you've got to do is walk straight at the wall between platforms 9 and 10.
What now?
Sorry, someone just walked in front. Julie, when I say go, Julie Walters really has got to rattle through. Like, go.
Now, all you've got to do is walk straight at the wall between platforms 9 and 10.
Go!
Out the way, muggles!
Hello? Can you see a steam train?
Oh, that hurts so hard. That got me.
Can
right
you see
there.
Wizards, Chris?
It's just... It's got me in the gonads. Hang on. No, I'm all right.
Have you winded yourself?
No, I'm all right. Cheers.
Oh, is someone asking if yeah, you need help?
Yeah, hang on. Hang on. No, there's no wizards. And no owls.
Is this awkward?
Yeah.
But let's just relive that again in slow motion.
Go!
Out the way, Muggles!
It's brilliant in slow motion. All right, Chris.
I'm going to put the trolley back. I'm going to get out of here as well.
So, Chris, in summary...
Harry Potter, the Philosopher's Stone, is not like real life.
Come back.
On the way.
Love you, bye.
Out the way, Muggles!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Becky.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing?
I'm just, like, revising.
Now, you sent me an email, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you just sent me a text going, have you just mentioned me on the radio?
Yeah, because my little sister just came running in really excited.
There's probably more than one Becky from Cambridge, but it was you I was talking about.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
So, the email you sent me, you were listening to The Archers, right, on Radio 4?
Yeah, well, my mum was listening to it, and she thought it'd be a great idea to play it with our family, and then I listened to it, and I thought that you might like to.
So what's this game that you heard on The Archers?
It's called The Sausage Game.
And you played it with your family?
Yeah, and it was really funny because my brother had to pretend to be a dog under the table.
Right.
This needs explaining, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, we do love The Archers on this show. I mean, it's a constant source of fun for us.
There you are. Get your hands around those.
Ooh, thanks, Kenton.
Oh, I'd rather get it straight down my throat. Oh, that's better.
And this?
I haven't long finished milking myself.
Yeah. So it is good fun. So,
yeah.
How does the game work then? What happens?
Well, someone asks someone else a question, and the other person must answer with the word sausage. And you're not allowed to laugh while you say the word sausage. And if you do, you have to complete a forfeit.
OK, let me just hear this now. So this is from The Archers on Radio 4. It does sound a little bit weird, this.
Can we play sausages?
Oh, Ben.
Please.
OK, 2 minutes.
Great.
Now, if people walk in on you when you're playing the sausages game, it can be quite embarrassing.
Yeah, but... sorry, we were...
playing sausages.
Oh, right, of course you were.
Well, it sounds like a game that's sweeping the nation on The Archers. So yeah. What do I have to do? Well, you have to do a question.
Yeah.
And then the other person has to answer it with sausages and not laugh.
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear them do it.
What did you brush your teeth with this morning, Mum?
Sausages.
Good.
Pip, what does Spencer wear on his feet?
Sausages.
No laughing.
Dad, what did you cut your hair with?
Sausages.
That was a laugh.
No, it wasn't.
It was too.
He's right, Dad.
Give him his forfeit, Ben.
This sounds like jolly good fun for the whole family, doesn't it?
Proper posh jokes.
Yeah.
Archers.
Love get
it.
Under the table.
Nice one.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't have laughed.
Oh, right, getting under the table.
Then you've got to bark like a dog.
What goes on in their house? Go on, Dad, get under the table.
Yeah, sorry, we were,
playing sausages.
Yeah, right, of course you were.
Okay, Becky, do you want to ask me a question?
Oh, I don't have one.
I'm not getting under the table.
Okay, what do you go to work in?
Oh,
you can't laugh.
Oh, gosh, I laughed. I'll have to get under the table. sausages? Chris?
Yeah?
What's the name of Cheryl Cole's... new boyfriend?
Sausage. Is. Sausages.
Good.
What do you like to eat in the morning? Have I got this right? Kind of.
Sausages. Rubbish.
Good game.
Yeah, brilliant. Even though that sausages would be an answer that would be acceptable
right.
for that, so that's not, you're not quite getting it.
No.
Thanks, Becky, for this.
It's all right.
If you want to text in with a question, you can do to 81199, and I'll see if I can answer it without lolling. That family are having a brilliant time, listen.
Get under the table.
What? Nice one.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't have laughed.
Oh, right, getting under the table.
Then you've got to bark like a dog.
Wow, hours of fun. Thanks, Becky. Are you revising this afternoon?
Unfortunately, yeah.
What are you revising?
Chemistry and biology.
Boo. All right, have a good day. Thanks for spotting that. Love you, bye.
Thank you. Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Apparently a lot of people play this game. I want to play it now. Thank you if you've sent in a question for me to ask Chris. So, let's play the sausages game. If you laugh, Chris, then water goes straight in your face.
Yes.
Okay, a lot of people do play this at home. Water in the face if you laugh. And remember, you need to answer with sausages.
But it's not just been thrown in my face. You've got Jacob, who works on the show, to spit in my face.
That's right, yeah. Are you ready, Jacob?
I'm ready.
Okay, good. Here we go. Ben from Chelmsford. What do you wash in the shower?
Sausages.
What would you not eat from John McCruick's hand?
Sausages.
What's that in your pocket?
No. Oh!
It's a good one, Jacob.
That's...
That one's from John in Gainsborough. What do you like sitting on?
Sausages. He was about to spit on me. Like,
go on, pigs.
Sausages.
Where is Becky?
Sausages.
What gives you a tingling feeling? Oh, little wee in the face there. Okay, let's continue. What do you use in the toilet instead of toilet paper?
Sausages.
What does your aftershave smell like?
Sausages.
What do you smoke?
Sausages.
What do you play with at night?
Okay.
Oh, straight in the face. Good one.
Ridiculous.
Oh, Jacob had a little cough there.
Oh.
He's back. What do chopped up pigs make?
Sausages.
Oh. He's in his hair. Oh, I'll never grow up. One more.
Go on, then.
Yep. What are you absolutely gagging for?
Sausages. Don't. The Scott
Mills Daily. Let's take a call. Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
It's Adam in Harrogate.
Adam in Harrogate, how can I help you?
Well, I was just wondering, did Chris hear back from Elton John, please?
Pardon?
Did Chris hear back from Elton John?
Oh, this is the latest. If you weren't listening over the last couple of days because you were, like, having a weekend, Chris has decided that him and Elton John have a lot in common and he wants to be friends with him. Now, where do we get to on this?
Well, we've put the letter on the Scott Mills Facebook.
There's loads of people liking it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, 800 or something?
Well, the idea is then they can print it off and throw it at him.
Yeah, you can make it, maybe if you're going to see Elton John, don't throw it at him. But just make it into like a paper plane if you print it off. And then hopefully, somehow, if everyone does it, he'll get one of them.
But we haven't heard back from him yet.
No.
Okay.
Why are you so convinced if people weren't listening that you could be mates?
Well, he grew up in Pinner. He's a Watford fan. We're very similar, actually.
Yeah.
Except he went and wrote Rocket Man and became, you know, a megastar. And...
When I came into Radio 1 today, Chris was on his computer and had opened the website for Elton John's fan club.
No.
Adam.
Oh, dear.
No.
The Rocket Club.
Yeah, no. I wasn't looking to join the fan club.
Yes,
I was
you
just
were.
Trying to find an address for Elton John on the internet so I could post in the letter.
No, you told me you were considering joining
I'm
the
not
fan
joining
club.
Joining the fan club.
You get a newsletter
Would
and a badge.
Would there have really been an address for Elton John on the internet, though?
I don't think so, Adam. You've got a really good point there. Do you think this quest is ridiculous?
Well, I think he did well by trying, at least. So.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll keep you up to date.
All right, thanks.
Hopefully he'll get to him at some point and they can go for a beer. But not a beer, because Elton hasn't drunk for 15 years.
Yeah, we'll go for a shandy or something. It's going to take more than a day.
Still got alcohol in it.
It's going to take, I think a couple of weeks.
No, we'll yesterday you also suggested a blue WKD. One, that's got alcohol in it. Two, Elton John doesn't want a blue tongue. Okay, all right, we'll speak to you soon and we'll keep you up to date, all right.
Okay, love you, bye.
Oh, we got there first, nice. The Scott Mills Daily. Right, let's play the game.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, who remembers this from a little while ago?
Benton!
Yep, it's the man chasing his dog. Now, my flatmate's new favourite thing, because he's hilarious, is going into a branch of a famous coffee shop, and when they ask for his name to write on the cup, then he gives gives his name as...
Benton!
And then when the coffee is ready, they shout...
Benton!
It never gets old. So here's what me and Chris did earlier. We went to a coffee shop, and we both ordered a drink. Chris gave his name as Fenton, and then went to the loo for a wee. So I hung around and recorded on my phone sneakily what happened next. My question to you is this. In the time that Chris was in the loo having a little wee, how many times did the coffee shop person shout,
Benton!
Matt.
Five times.
Matt says five Fentons. Chris.
Yeah, I suppose I don't know, because I was in the toilet.
Well, I suppose you don't.
Did you actually use the toilet while you were there? Or did
I just
sit in silence?
I sort of sat in there.
Yeah. It was pretty awkward, the whole thing.
Yeah. People knocking on the door. Hurry up!
I'm going to go... four. I'm going to go less.
Let's find out. Here is Chris and me ordering some coffee.
Oh, what's occurring?
I'll get a skinny latte, please.
Yeah,
and it's Fenton, F-E-N-T-O-N. Yes, can I get a skinny latte, please? Scott.
So, coffee ordered, Chris goes for a wee, but how many times were they call his name, Fenton, before he comes back?
Fenton. Both in the latte, Fenton. Both in the latte, Fenton. Fenton.
Fenton.
Fenton. Fenton.
Fenton. Sorry, is that Fenton?
Wow.
Was that eight?
Eight times.
Eight times.
Eight.
Brilliant.
Fenton.
Wow.
Fenton. Yeah.
Fenton.
Fenton.
The accent.
Oh, what's occurring?
The answer was eight. Oh, loads of people are going to try that now, aren't they?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's Greg James in 10 minutes, and Matt Edmondson is playing Oh, What's Occurring with us today. Hi, Matt.
Hello. You're
hi.
Right.
Hi. Now, over to Radio 2. On there, they have a man who does a show called Jeremy Vine, and it's quite a serious show. They discuss the important issues of the day. Thank you to Owen off of Cardiff for spotting this one. Give yourself 250 points. Now, on this particular Jeremy Vine show, Owen was listening to two people having a massive argument about something. That often happens on that show. People having a right go at each other. It's kind of like Jeremy Kyle, but a lot more highbrow. So, a Welsh lady was having this massive barney with an MP on the show. The MP's name was Mr. Davis. My question to you is this. How many times did, during their big argument on Jeremy Vine's show on Radio 2, did the Welsh lady say, Mr. Davis...
Am I going first?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
Go on,
it seems unfair as rules go. I think Chris should go first. I went first last time.
All right, then.
Well,
I'm going to go.
But I can do it.
Are you going? Very kind.
Go on, 22.
Wow. I'm going to go 10.
Well, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is a Welsh lady and a Member of Parliament having an argument on Jeremy Vine's show. How many times does she say, Mr. Davis?
All right, Mr. Davis. Let me start with this. Ir grandawr I gyd o sioe Jeremy Vine. Mr. Davis, this language was taken from me at birth.
That is absolute
rubbish.
It is
not rubbish, Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis, I am 65 years old.
Do you
Mr.
Think
Davis,
nurses...
if you are living in Wales, Mr. Davis... Mr. Davis, we do
just
not have to have them to learn it when you,
you talk
are
about
born.
We. Don't include me in your we.
Mr.
Welsh
Davis,
people.
Mr. Davis, may I ask you, were you born in Wales?
I wasn't actually, no.
That's right, you're English.
Oh, right, so lots of people
not,
who were born.
Mr.
So
Davis,
born in...
I do not. But Mr. Davis.
It makes me ashamed, to be honest.
Davis. All right, Mr. Davis.
Yes.
Sick love of eyes
Here it comes.
Mr. Davis. Oh, yes, wait a minute. Mr. Davis.
Wait.
Mr. Davis.
Brilliant.
Mr. Davis. You promised you would love us, but you knew too much. Mr. Davis. Jabba. Mr. Davis. Jabba. Mr. Davis. Jabba. Mr. Davis.
I don't know what girl. Why would you fuck me?
Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis.
We got a thing going on.
Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis.
So,
genius.
The answer there was 13. So I'm afraid I can't give you any points. I wanted a correct answer there. If you said 13, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. And the same for the last round as well. Some people are saying they got it right and they wanted to know how many. 10 it is.
Mr. Davis.
Shabba.
Mr. Davis.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC